Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
All right, so for this deep dive, we're going to be looking at something seriously strange.
Yeah, this one's a real head scratcher.
Yeah, this is one of those stories that makes the rounds online. And, you know, we found it through the Inspector Story Instagram account.
Oh, yeah. Those guys always find the good stuff.
They do. They
be weird and wonderful.
Exactly. And this one really fits the bill because it's set in 1945 Kentucky. And it involves this 22-year-old woman named Evelyn Carter.
Okay.
And the story goes that she woke up one morning, 6 months pregnant.
Whoa, hold on. 6 months pregnant just like that.
Overnight, apparently.
That's wild. I mean, we've all heard stories about, you know, miraculous pregnancies and whatnot, but right. Overnight, that's a new one.
Yeah, and the thing is, she'd never been with a man.
Okay, so we're talking immaculate conception territory here.
Pretty much. And, you know, our main source for this is this book, excerpts from Kentucky Miracle, Evelyn Carter's Unexplained Pregnancy.
Catchy title.
It is. It really draws you in and it gives you a real sense of the town, you know, this small religious town in Kentucky.
I bet they were buzzing about this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, can you imagine?
No. I mean, a small town like that, everyone knows everyone's business. And then suddenly, bam, this young woman's pregnant out of nowhere.
And not just pregnant, 6 months pregnant.
Yeah. That's not something you can easily hide.
No, not at all.
So what happened next? Did they, like, try to figure out what was going on medically or?
Yeah. So the book talks about how Evelyn's parents were obviously, you know, shocked.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Not exactly thrilled at first, but
right.
The book emphasizes that they did eventually believe her and support her.
Okay, good for them.
Yeah, and then the town doctor, he examined her, ran all sorts of tests, and came up blank.
So there's no medical explanation whatsoever.
None at all. And that's where things take an even stranger turn.
Stranger, I mean, it doesn't get much stranger than a virgin birth.
Just wait for it. So apparently within hours of this whole thing coming to light, two Vatican investigators show up.
No way. You're kidding.
I'm not. They were accompanied by chief exorcist.
Whoa. Okay. So now we're getting into like the supernatural thriller zone.
Right. And get this. Their assessment was that Evelyn had to leave Kentucky immediately.
Like she was a threat or something.
They believe she wouldn't survive if she stayed.
That's intense.
Yeah. And their solution was to take her to the church.
Just like that. No explanation, no nothing. Just grab her and go.
Pretty much. And 3 days later.
She's back.
Back in Kentucky. Flat stomach. No baby.
So what happened to the baby?
That's the million-dollar question. And the book doesn't really give us any answers.
So she just vanished for 3 days with these Vatican guys and then reappeared like nothing happened?
Well, not exactly. She came back with almost no memory of those 3 days.
Amnesia classic.
Yeah. All she could remember was this massive church and these silent priests surrounding her bed.
Creepy.
It's like something out of a horror movie.
Okay, so what are we thinking here? Alien abduction, government conspiracy, demonic possession.
I mean, the book mentions that the townsfolk had all sorts of theories.
Oh, I bet they did.
Some thought she was carrying the devil's child.
Classic.
Others thought it was some kind of half angel, half human being.
Interesting. So they went straight to the supernatural.
Well, it's not every day that a young woman becomes pregnant overnight with no explanation.
True, true. It's like human nature to try and find an explanation, even if it means venturing into the unknown.
Right. And in this case, the unknown was pretty much the only option.
So the Vatican whisks her away. She comes back with no baby and no memory of what happened. It's like they just erase those 3 days from her life.
And then years later.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, years later, she supposedly regains a fragmented memory of what happened to the baby after birth.
Okay.
And she describes it as pure horror.
Just pure horror. Nothing else.
Yep, just those two words.
Chills, man. Absolute chills. It's like the author knew exactly how to leave us hanging.
Yeah, it's definitely effective.
So we've got this sudden pregnancy, Vatican intervention, a missing baby, a suppressed memory of something horrific. I mean, where do we even begin to unravel this?
Right. And the thing is, we have to remember that our fictional narrative analysis suggests this might not be a real story.
Okay. So we're possibly dealing with fiction here, but that doesn't make it any less fascinating.
Exactly. Because even if it's made up, it still taps into some pretty deep fears and anxieties.
Yeah, like the fear of the unknown, the loss of control over one's body, the power of religious institutions.
It makes you wonder, you know, what if this kind of thing could actually happen? What if there are forces at work that we don't understand?
It's a thought-provoking story, even if it's just a story.
Right. And I think that's part of the reason why these kinds of tales resonate with us. You know, they make us question our reality.
They challenge our perceptions of what's possible.
Exactly.
So let's go back to Evelyn's story. I mean, the Vatican's involvement is particularly intriguing. Why did they get involved in the first place?
Well, it's not like they handle every pregnancy scare.
No, definitely not. So there must have been something about this case that caught their attention, something that made them think this was more than just a medical anomaly.
Right. And the fact that they brought exorcists with them suggests they suspected some kind of supernatural element.
Yeah, demonic possession, maybe.
Mm.
Or perhaps they thought Evelyn was some kind of chosen one, a vessel for something divine.
It's interesting that you say that, because some of the townsfolk also believed she might be carrying a half-angel child.
It's like this idea of a miraculous birth taps into something deep within us, this longing for the extraordinary.
Right. And it's also interesting how the Vatican's actions seem to contradict their initial assessment.
You mean how they said she wouldn't survive if she stayed in Kentucky, but then they bring her right back?
Yeah, it's almost like they took her away to assess the situation, to figure out what they were dealing with.
Maybe they needed to run some tests or perform some rituals that couldn't be done in a small town.
And then there's the memory wipe. I mean, why erase those 3 days from her mind?
Could it be that what happened was so traumatic that they felt it was necessary to protect her from the memory?
Or maybe they were trying to protect themselves?
Yeah. If they did something to the baby, something that would be considered morally reprehensible, they might have wanted to cover their tracks.
And the fact that Evelyn describes her recovered memory as pure horror suggests that whatever happened was pretty messed up.
No kidding. It makes you wonder what kind of intervention could have occurred within those church walls.
Was it a forced separation? Some kind of ritualistic act? Did they try to exorcise something from her?
And if so, what was it that they were trying to get rid of?
The book leaves us with more questions than answers.
Which I guess is part of its appeal.
It is. It really is.
I mean, it's this story's ambiguity that allows us to fill in the blanks with our own imaginations.
And I think that's what makes it so compelling.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure for the mind.
You know, what's interesting, though, is that the Inspector Story Instagram account, they usually aim for like a lighthearted take on these mysteries.
Yeah, they're known for their humor and wit.
Exactly. But this story, it's inherently dark and disturbing.
It is. It's hard to find the humor in a tale of a young woman who is impregnated against her will and then has her child taken away from her.
Right. And then you add in the Vatican, the exorcist, the suppressed memory of horror. It's all very unsettling.
It makes you wonder how they're going to approach this one.
I know, right? Are they going to play up the mystery, or are they going to lean into the creepiness?
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, but either way, it's sure to be an interesting deep dive.
Absolutely.
So we've gone through a lot here. A sudden pregnancy, Vatican investigators, a missing baby, a suppressed memory, and a whole lot of unanswered questions.
A lot to process.
It is. And, you know, we may never know what really happened to Evelyn Carter.
The truth is out there somewhere.
Maybe. But for now, we're left with this strange and unsettling tale.
A tale that forces us to confront the limits of our understanding.
And the power of belief.
Absolutely.
So what about you? After taking this deep dive with us, what aspect of Evelyn Carter's story sticks with you the most? What's the one detail that keeps you up at night?
What's the explanation that whispers in the back of your mind?
Let us know your thoughts, because this is one mystery that deserves to be pondered and debated.
Until next time, keep those curiosity engines running.
And remember, the truth is out there somewhere, or at least a good story is.
That's right, a good story is definitely out there.
All right, that's it for this week's deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Bye.